Hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of Jola Speaks. I hope you're keeping well, trust everything is going well so far, and in whatever we are going through, we always remember to give thanks. I know that God is in the midst of every single thing. God is amazing. Isn't he amazing? You know, whenever I remember God's goodness of my life, I'm just like, wow. I cannot deserve it. It's not possible for anybody to deserve the love that God showers on us every single day. Even times where I feel, oh God, what are you doing? I can't say anything. God just keeps working everything for my good. The time whereby I feel like, you know, God, you know, I'm praying for this thing, it has not come through. And then later on, I see why. Because it's not the best thing for me. And you know, I'm just thankful for God for not just giving me things that I ask for, but just giving me the very, very, very best. And it's also an encouragement, no matter where you are now, it may not seem like, oh my God, God, you're not answering my prayers the way I want you to answer it, etc. It's not happening now. But you see, every single thing God is doing is for our good. And we have to trust Him. We have to trust God. Do you trust Him? Do you trust Him? You know, I asked myself the question quite recently again, do you really trust God? You know, I was going through something and I asked God, what's happening? I've prayed, I've whatever, I've this, I've that, all that, and all that. And you know, he jumped at me and like, Jola, do you really trust God? And in as much as obviously I say these things and all that, I thank God for helping me and putting that trust in me. But sometimes I also doubt. And I remember, okay, God, after I remind myself of the miracles He's done in the past, these past things that God has taken me through, and trusting Him that no matter what, His love can never fail. And that has really helped me all through my life. Just trusting God. And I would encourage you to please trust God. He's trustworthy. He is definitely, definitely trustworthy. In fact, if you're looking for a really trust God, look at me. I'm not meant to be speaking to you today. I'm not meant to be speaking on any form of podcast. But trusting God has brought me here to your screen today. And if you have time, you can look at my testimony. I did it in March or April last year. It just got literally leading through me. But before I go into a different conversation, let me go back to the conversation of today. And today's conversation is about the mighty has fallen. And I'm going to read from 1 Samuel. Chapter 1 verses 24 to 27. Holy Spirit, thank you for today. Thank you for using me as a vessel unto honor. Help me to deliver this message as you put in my heart. All of you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I go. 2 Samuel 1 verse 24. The daughters of Israel, weep for Saul, who clothed you in scarlet and finery, who adorned your garments with ornaments of gold. How the mighty have fallen in battle. Jonathan lies slain on your heights. I grieve for you, Jonathan, my brother. You were very dear to me. Your love for me was wonderful, more wonderful than that of woman. How the mighty have fallen. The weapons of war have perished. And I stop there. You see, this particular lament, you know, he had done it for Saul when he died, also made me smile and remember that even the mighty has fallen. If you remember David's season in life, in this past season, where Saul was chasing him so hard to kill him, Saul was determined with everything he had to kill him. Saul came with 3,000 soldiers to look for one man David to kill. He came twice and God delivered him. And so to David, Saul was mighty. if you were in David's shoes today, Saul would be huge to you, because, oh my God, this guy that I have tried so hard, I've shown him love, he still wants to kill this one, that one. But you see, the Bible says here that, oh, how the mighty have fallen. In essence, today is a reminder that whatever me and you are seeing and looks like mighty, whatever we think, oh my God, this is too huge, this is significant, what's going to happen? Know that everything is in the hands of the Creator. Know that God is able to literally turn things in seconds, because the heart of a man is in the hands of the Lord. As Proverbs 21 verses 1 says, I think it's 21 verses 1. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes. So literally, like this. So you know, today, a man can be angry, tomorrow, just one breeze, and the guy just aligns himself. There are so many times in the Bible, in 1 Samuel, that show how God even used Saul, you know, for David's good. Many times. Remember when, I think Saul went to go and fight David around Samuel's area. And then Saul sits down, dance naked himself. You know, the heart of the king's hand of the Lord. So I want to say here that no matter what may be before you, no matter what mountain, no matter what person, no matter human being, what process, what economy, what nation, whatever it is, it's in the hand of your Father. Literally, it's in his hands, and he cannot move things as he pleases. Because guess what? He's God. And so even the mighty can fall. So anything that exalts yourself is itself, or anything that you may have not unknowingly exalted above God in your life, can fall. Nothing else can stand God. It's impossible. And so perhaps you think, oh my God, this thing is so huge. Remember, God is bigger. And you cannot exalt that thing over God, because that kind can never be close to God. It's impossible. And today is a day of encouragement. Remember Saul. Remember David. Remember the mighty can fall. And here, he fell when it was time. So whatever it is in your heart, in your life, whatever mountain, whatever process, whatever it is, you can name it. Remember this verse that says, how the mighty has fallen. And then you will think, oh my God, wow. So all these things that I've exalted is nothing. You can see a point in life where you would know that those things are nothing to God. Those things that you have exalted so highly above is actually just earth. It's nothing. Because guess what? It's all in God's hands. So I encourage you today. I don't know what you're going through. Just feel that sense too. No, God is bigger. God is greater than anything. Whatever it is. Name whatever you can name it. Whatever it is. God is bigger. God is greater. And so do not fear. Do not worry. Because they're all in God's hand. Just keep trusting God. Follow his way. Let him lead you. You see how God protected David so many times. When Saul came with 3,000 men to kill David, God protected David from Saul and the 3,000 men. Caused them to sleep deeply. They didn't know what they were doing. Can you imagine? Right? That's the God that you serve. So what is in you is greater than whatever is in the world. Whatever you are saying, know that the God in you is greater. Is greater. So yeah, that's it for today. Thank you for listening to me today. And I pray right now, anyone that may feel chained, feel like there's something that's so huge in front of them, Father Lord, help them to see that it is nothing. Help them to rise above whatever it is in strength, in confidence, and go as ask them to go without any fear or anxiety or worry, and give them peace, Lord, and give them a knowing that you are constantly with them. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen. Thank you, Father, for answered prayers, for turning points, for changing things, for changing mindsets ideas, thoughts, ideologies, whatever it is. In Jesus' name, amen. May your will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to me today. God bless you. I love you. Bye.